It might seem like Solomon was given wisdom all at once from one simple prayer. But we hear from the scripture that Solomon had been working for a while in how to be wise in his life and in his leadership as king. And it took a special kind of wisdom to even pray the way he did, not for riches or long life, but for wisdom. And we can imagine and know if we read more about Solomon's story that he does continue to learn and grow more and more and practice that wisdom in his life and leadership. So how can we too get to be wise? By prayer and seeking wisdom, surely, but also by working at it. We get wise by learning about the world in an open and curious way. In a movie called The Goodbye Girl, there's a little girl who one morning does not want to go to school. I'm sure some of you can relate and remember and relate, or not want to go to work. But her mother tells her that she should go to school, saying this might be the day that they learn how to do brain surgery. And as we did, the mother and daughter laughed and rolled their eyes, knowing that this was not going to happen. But the mother made her point by saying that each day the daughter went to school, she would learn little things that over time would build up to give her the tools to do amazing things, like brain surgery. You don't just wake up one day knowing how to do surgery or being a great surgeon, just like you don't wake up one day being the wisest person in the world. This is a good lesson for anyone in school. You are making your brain both smarter and wiser each day with every little thing you learn how to do. So it's important to work hard at everything, even math. And even though those little things, like math, I know it was for me, they might seem useless at the time, but working at them will not only keep your brain sharper and smarter, but it'll give you the credit and degrees that you need to go on and do whatever you want to do, to be what you want to be, whether it's a mechanic or a scientist or a doctor or a leader in any kind of field. And then you can make your difference and impact on the world. Now, this can apply to college or grad school or any job, trainings, continuing education, or everyday learning in our lives, so adults don't think you're off the hook. We need to make sure we're continuing to use our brains every day and be open to learning new things, to change in the world, so we don't lose our brain cells or become closed-minded. And keeping our minds as well as our hearts open enables us to do more and more amazing things, not only in our jobs or school, but as disciples of Jesus. Remember when we talked about the difference between us and a cabbage? Does anyone remember what that difference was? Can you shout it out? Wondering. Curiosity. Right. We wonder why. The author we talked about, David McCullough, he says, curiosity is what separates us from the cabbages. It's accelerative, meaning it builds up. The more we know, the more we want to know. Now, some people learn one or two things and they think they know it all, and so they stop learning. Some leaders might be like cabbages with no curiosity. But wise leaders only become more curious as they learn more, and they admit that they don't know it all. As Ecclesiastes 4:13 says, better is a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who will no longer take advice. I've said before that it seems like the more I learn, the less I know. Because when we learn new things, sometimes it breaks down some of the things we thought we knew. We had it all wrapped up and explained. We knew it. And then we learn one new little thing that pokes a giant hole in our thought bubble. And this can be really frustrating and scary. Maybe you feel like you have to start all over. But we should not be afraid, but we should instead have the wisdom to let some things go and let new ideas in. We should have curiosity about what's going on around us so we can learn more about the world and what God is doing in it. Now, if you're paying really close attention this whole service, you might have noticed something. I talked about Psalm 111 earlier, and I said, "The awe of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." But when Marianne read the scripture, she said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Now, the word used for awe or fear is a tricky one, and I don't want to get too deep into a word lesson, but let's just say I prefer awe over fear. You can ask me about it later if you want to. But awe is much easier for us to understand, and I'm using it to make a point. The difference between fear and awe. When we live in fear, we separate ourselves in fear of the others, in fear of the perfect image, perfect family image, perfect church image being disrupted. And so we end up with more emphasis on self and self-protection than on others and the whole. We might stop learning. We might become a cabbage. But when we live for wisdom and curiosity instead of fear and clinging to what we know, then we can be open to God's leading, even if it didn't look like what we thought it would look like. And then we can get out of our own selves, even our own families, even our own churches, and also be able to learn from others, to interact with people who are different than us, with groups who believe in different things than we do. And this grows us more and more as the people of God and people of wisdom. Then we can put ourselves out there to help others, to get involved in our community, to do things that we might have been scared to do otherwise, because we aren't so worried about being seen as the perfect parent, the perfect student, even the perfect Christian all the time. Instead, we act more like a curious kid, trying to learn from everyone we meet and everything we experience. Sometimes it might look like foolishness, but true wisdom is anything but foolish. It gives us the discernment to know the difference between right and wrong, between faithful and disobedient, just and unjust. And that is exactly the kind of wise people we need most in our world today. So in the midst of an ever-changing world, the start to a new season of fall and school, in light of a new and different program year here at PUCC, let us simply close with our own prayer to God for holy wisdom and curious wisdom. Holy wisdom, you granted Solomon's request for an understanding mind and the knowledge to discern good from evil. Fill us with such understanding and knowledge that we may act as instruments of your loving desire for creation, working with you to transform our conceit into concern for others, our fear into love, our violence into peace, and our brokenness into wholeness. Amen.